Put your hands up.
What's that? This is the new auditing system.
Where's that example? Put your hands up.
And they come in and point guns at you. But the border's wide open with smuggled children. The fentanyl's pouring in. The dollar's being devalued. They literally go hire a bunch of recent college graduates with accounting degrees to point guns at you and take you away.
I have a gun. Yeah, I have a permit.
It's legal behind your back.
They are trying to start a civil war with a bunch of low-grade morons with plastic blue and red guns to do this. That's how you bring America down, is take over the government and have it do a bunch of super unpopular stuff, unconstitutional stuff, have them go out and harass everybody, hoping it blows up. So the media is everywhere saying, I want violence, I want a civil war. No, we're winning a political, cultural civil war of ideas. I want to continue with that. I don't want violence. But the system has decided to start the fight. Pence, former vice president, calls to defund FBI just as wrong as calls to defund the police. Nightmare bombshell. DHS whistleblower confirms Biden illegally smuggling up to 40,000 children a month in Texas alone, as young as 6 months old, being given to people with no paperwork, not their parents. Absolutely insane. And we have the footage of the National Guard locking a fence and the Border Patrol coming and unlocking the fence. That ties into the lawlessness. If a federal agency is ignoring a totally collapsed border and massive human smuggling that Senate reports confirm many children end up in sex trafficking, but don't worry, they're raiding Mar-a-Lago. Don't worry, they're going to PTA meetings and school board meetings to harass you. It's a fraud. These agencies are captured by the rogue government elements that have taken control of our nation. And that's just the facts. They are waging war against the American people. Former Vice President Mike Pence pushed back against Republican calls to dismantle the FBI entirely following its unprecedented raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, saying such proposals are just as wrong as Democrats' effort to defund the police. No, the feds want to get rid of local police and defund them so they can bully them into becoming their political agents. That's why George Soros has bought off over 1,000 city district attorneys and county attorneys. You got to go watch the Savannah Hernandez interview yesterday where the Border Patrol whistleblower, and I've already seen it myself, I know he's telling the truth, talks about 30 to 40,000 in Texas alone a month. Little children, in many cases, handed off with no IDs to people that have no relation to them. That is the essence of Jeffrey Epstein on steroids. Let's say it again. That is Jeffrey Epstein Island on steroids, in your face, no doubting it. There it is, no debate. And you sign on to that, whether you are a school teacher or whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're an auto mechanic, whether you are a person that works in retail or whether you're an FBI agent, we're not singling out the FBI. We're saying, my God, you're supposed to be doing all this. You're supposed to be down there, but you've been ordered instead to stand down while the border totally collapses with this humanitarian disaster. Shame on you. So that reports on band.video needs to go viral, exclusive. DHS whistleblower confirms 30 to 40,000 children smuggled per month in Texas alone. Many of the children as young as 6 months old are handed off with no paperwork to complete strangers. I'm going to say it again. Many of the children as young as 6 months old are handed off with no paperwork to complete strangers. This is Jeffrey Epstein-style trafficking on steroids. And we personally have shot the footage. We personally have shown them lying and saying, this is my child, as the woman comes in all day at the airport, more than 20 times with little babies, handing them over to people to disappear with no paperwork. A human soul, a baby, the seed of the universe, being stolen in front of us. And now we have this. I've got hours of this footage, but here's just 2 minutes of 87,000 trained IRS agents and a group of them being trained like total slobs to randomly raid people's houses and terrorize the public while the border is wide open. Here's the footage. So these are the graduates. They took a few-hour course with toy guns on how to raid houses. And it's all politically correct. Obese people, folks in wheelchairs, it's all just part of the joke. Mainly a bunch of women. Then they pull their guns out.
Right, there's good.
And they practice raiding you and your family. This is the government building armies against you.
Ready? Guns out. All right, whenever you guys are ready.
This is the IRS being trained. They bought billions of rounds of ammo over the years.
Put your hands up.
This is the new auditing system. And they come in and point guns at you. But the border's wide open with smuggled children. And the fentanyl's pouring in. And the dollar's being devalued. They literally go hire a bunch of recent college graduates with accounting degrees to point guns at you and take you away.
I have a gun. I have a permit.
It's legal behind your back.
They are trying to start a civil war with a bunch of low-grade morons with plastic blue and red guns to do this. That's how you bring America down, is take over the government and have it do a bunch of super unpopular stuff, unconstitutional stuff, have them go out and harass everybody, hoping it blows up. So the media is everywhere saying, I want violence, I want a civil war. No, we're winning a political, cultural civil war of ideas. I want to continue with that. I don't want violence. But the system has decided to start the fight. They've weaponized the district attorneys, the county attorneys, the judges. We've experienced Soros judges in Connecticut and Texas that just railroad you, and they're laughing, and they think it's funny because no one has ever protested them. No one has ever sued them. No one has ever stood up because they've hijacked the moral authority. They've hijacked the offices. They've hijacked those positions of power, and now they are this army publicly and openly accelerating war. And Joe Bannister, we should get Joe Bannister on the next few days, was an actual trained Treasury agent who simply said, we're raiding innocent people, we're not doing due process. They indicted him twice. But in San Francisco, juries twice found him not guilty. So you ask, why don't IRS agents stand up and do the right thing? Well, they indict you when you do. But they're not hiring people that went through actual law enforcement training and went through the FBI training. They are now literally in hotels without live ammo, hiring a bunch of accounting slobs and arming them and a bunch of SJW women for their big war with the evil right wing in America. This is a recipe for disaster. They're coming. They're going to arrest you. They're going to take your property. They're going to take your children. They're going to take your guns. That's their plan. Because nobody protested them. Nobody spoke out against them. Nobody sued them. And they got all these low-grade moron idiots that you know can't clean their house, can't take care of their family, but now they're coming for you with the weaponized federal courts. and they are licking their lips because so many Americans still think they're in a free country. So many Americans still think there's checks and balances and there's not. There's a bunch of paramilitary men like this guy on screen training a bunch of women and basically children for war. And they have no idea what they're marching out into. You'd only do this if you wanted to cause a rebellion. You'd only do this if you wanted to cause a civil war. And they're giving everybody an impossible choice. This is how America ends. Giant ballooning federal armies, domestic security forces. Get that clip, guys. Obama, we need a domestic security force. Obama calls for domestic security force, just as big and just as strong as our military. And whether you're in Australia or Austria, whether you're in Germany or England, whether you're in Canada or the U.S., it's the same thing, because it's all run by the Davos Group and the New World Order. The cavalry has finally arrived. It has been almost a year since we had DNA Force Plus in stock. And because we wouldn't cut the quality of the ingredients, we haven't had our number one product, DNA Force Plus, the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 that is on record in so many studies to not grow your telomeres or your DNA strands, but make them last longer, which is basically the same effect as a glass half full or half empty. If something makes your telomeres last longer, it doesn't regrow them, it just makes them not shrink. And it's got so many other documented ingredients that supercharge the health of your cells and allow them to detoxify. If you're worried about all the things in our environment, all the attacks that humanity has been under, and you want to support the broadcast with this flagship product, it is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus with astragalus, root extract, organic reishi, CoQ10, PQQ, ELEV, ATP, ancient peat, apple extract, and more. This is the one product that if you forget to take it every day, whether you're a man, a woman, a child, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. It has the same effect on everybody to clean out the cells and supercharge the body. DNA Force Plus, sold out for almost a year, is finally back in stock. This is the cavalry coming over the hill, not just for our bodies and our immune systems, but for the funding of this operation. You have been incredibly faithful listeners and viewers and supporters. We would not be in the red if it wasn't for supply chain breakdowns. And finally, our number one product, DNA Force Plus, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.